So let's review. After discussing the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the seven mitzvahs given to non-Jews, the Gemara discusses the additional mitzvahs mentioned in the Braisa on Daf Nun Vav, where the Talmud Kama listed only seven mitzvahs, among them Eiver Min Achai, the Isra to eat meat or a limb taken from an animal while it was still alive, Reb Chanina Ben Gamliel Ma'af Hadam Min Achai. Non-Jews are also forbidden to consume blood taken from a live animal. And the Braisa here elaborates on this machlokes. The Pasuk in Parshas Noach says, regarding B'nei Noach, Ach Basar B'Nafshei Domer Le'Sechelu. Tanakama says, "Ze'evim menachai." This pasuk teaches that evim menachai also lebnei noach. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel ma afa dam menachai. This pasuk also teaches that dam menachai also lebnei noach, because we expound this superfluous word damai as saying, "Baster benafshe loy seichel, dami benafshe loy seichel." Both the meat and the blood of a live animal are forbidden to a ben noach. However, the Tanakama holds that dam menachai mutz lebnei noach, because the superfluous word damai lemishri shratzim hu da'asa. It excludes insects from the prohibition of evim menachai. As the Gemara later explains, Misha Dami Cholik Mebisarai, Yatzer Shratzim Shein Damim Cholik Mebisarim. The Isra Ibn Achai applies only to creatures for whom there is a distinction between their blood and meat, and that there is a separate Isra Dam to eat their blood. But the Isra Ibn Achai does not apply to insects for whom there is no separate Isra Dam to eat their blood. Therefore, according to the Tanakhama, there is no pasuk to forbid Dam and Achai to a Ben Noach. Similarly, based on their respective opinions, the Tanakama, Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, also have a machlokes in the interpretation of the following pasuk in Parshas Re'eh regarding Bnei Yisrael. Rak chazak levilti achol adam ki adam hu anefesh, v'loy seichel habasar im anefesh. As per Rashi's explanation, both agree that the second phrase of v'loy seichel habasar im anefesh teaches that evim menachai asal Yisrael. Both also agree that the first phrase, Rak chazak levilti achol adam ki adam hu hanefesh, teaches that dam asal Yisrael. The machlokes is in what we derive from the juxtaposition. Why were these two isurim written next to each other? Reb Chanina ben Gamliel holds zed dam menachai to teach that there is a specific prohibition for Jews to consume blood taken from a live animal. The Rabbanan hold hahu ladam hakaza shanashama yitzabai to teach that not only blood from slaughtering but also blood from bloodletting is included in the isur dam if it is dam hanefesh which the animal lives on. Therefore, according to Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, dam hakaza is aser because of the isur dam menachai, as Rashi writes, mishum chiyas, because it was taken from a live animal similar to evim menachai. According to the Rabbanan, is dam hakaza is aser because of the isur dam. The Gemara proceeds to explain the status of mitzvahs initially given to Bnei Noach. Kol mitzvah shenemer lebnei noach v'nishnes besinai, laze ulaze nemer. A mitzvah given to Bnei Noach and repeated to Klal Yisrael applies nowadays to both because Isni avoidis kechavim besinai, the ashkechan the anish of the kechavim ilava. The prohibition against idol worship was repeated to Klal Yisrael, and yet the Torah tells us that non-Jews are still punished for it, indicating that they are still included in this prohibition. However, lebnei noach v'lo nishnes besinai, li Yisrael nemer v'lo lebnei noach. A mitzvah given to bnei noach and not repeated to Klal Yisrael applies nowadays only to Klal Yisrael because lekem idam li Yisrael shari v'lo evi kechavim aser. There's nothing prohibited to non-Jews that is permitted to Jews. Therefore, since it was not repeated, it must apply only to Jews and not to Bnei Noach. And the Gemara adds, "Anu ein lanu ele gir hanasha v'alib Rabbi Yehuda." The only example of this is the prohibition against eating the gir hanasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that this mitzvah was initially given to Bnei Noach, and as it was not repeated to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara challenges the first principle: "Kam mitzvah shenemer lebnei Noach minishnas besinai lazeh ulazeh nemer." Bahari mila. The mitzvah of Milah was first commanded to Avraham Avinu, as the Pasuk says, Ve'atas b'si tishmar, and then repeated to Klal Yisrael in the Pasuk, Ubayimish min the Yimel b'sar alasai, and yet only Jews are commanded in Milah. The Gemara answers, Hahu l'mishri Shabbos u'dasa. The mitzvah was only repeated to add the halacha b'yayim afila b'shabbos, Milah may be performed even on Shabbos. Another answer, Milah mi'ikara l'Avraham hu d'kamazu l'rachmana. The mitzvah of Milah was given only to Avraham and his descendants, not all b'nei noach. And the pasuk later says, "Ki bi Yitzchak kikar l'chazara," excluding the descendants of Yishmael, and we expand "bi Yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak," only part of Yitzchak, excluding the descendants of Esav. However, the pasuk says, "Es berisi hafer," and we expound the extra pasuk "larabes b'nei Keturah" to include the six children of Avram's second wife Keturah in this mitzvah. The Gemara asks, "Bahare pir v'rivya." The mitzvah to have children was given to Bnei Noach, as the pasuk says in Parshas Noach after the Mabel, "Va'atim pru revu," and repeated to Klal Yisrael in the Pasuk in Parshas Baschana after Matan Torah, Lich emer lehem shuv lechem lo lechem, and yet non-Jews are not obligated. The Gemara answers, Hahu l'chol davar shebeminyan tzarach minyan achar la'atira. The pasuk specifically permits Klai Yisrael to return to their wives after Matan Torah, even though the obligation to separate was only temporary in the first place, but it's not meant to repeat the obligation. The Gemara next challenges the second principle. Livnei noich v'loy nishnas besinai, liyisrael nemar v'loy livnei menoich, because lekem idam liyisrael shari lo v'kuchavim asr. V'hari yifas toyer. The Torah allows Jews to take a married woman in battle, yet this is forbidden to non-Jews. The Gemara answers, mishum delav b'nei kibush ninu. This dispensation is only given when Klal Yisrael conquers their land, and non-Jews were never given the right to conquer. V'hari pachas mishav apruta. Jews are not liable for stealing less than shav apruta, but non-Jews are. The Gemara answers, mishum delav b'nei mechila ninu. This is only because non-Jews are not as generous and do not forgive even trivial sums. The Gemara returns to the subject of Eivim Menachai. Adam Rishon was forbidden to consume any meat, and this was later permitted to Noach's descendants. However, the pasuk then states, "Ach baser benafshei domo leisechelo," to teach us that Eivim Menachai Noach boy Eivim Menachai remained forbidden. The Gemara asks and cites several sources that indicate that Adam Rishon did eat meat. Urdu bidgei hayam uvoiv hashemaim uvuchol chayah haremeses al aretz. He would rule over the fish, the birds, and the wild animals, apparently by taking them for food. The Gemara answers, Malacha. This refers to using them for work, but not for eating. And the Gemara explains, Dagim manig b'shivuta. One can lead his wagon by tying it to a fish. Eifeis dash ba'avazim etanagaylam. One can thresh with geese and chickens. And chayis lasuya nachash. The snake was originally intended for work. As Rav Shimon ben Manasseh taught, Il moli niskal nachash, kol echad ve'echad miyisrael ha'y mizdaman le'shnei nachashim toivim. If Hashem had not cursed the snake, every Jew would have had two snakes, two good snakes serving him. Echad Meshagul Tzafan, Echad Meshagul Darm, Lahivul Yisand, the Beloinim Tevim Abanim Tevis Umagolias. He would send them in all directions to bring him treasures. And Mafshin Ritzua Techaz Navai Umaitzi Ba'ofer Liginasu Lachavasa. They would tie a strap under its tail and it would bring soil for his garden. A Brisa states, Adam Rishon Mesib Beganeden Hoyevahi Malachi Asher Tzoil Nebasu Masan Layain. Adam Rishon reclined in Ganeden and angels roasted meat and strained wine for him. The snake observed this and became jealous, and therefore caused him to sin. Apparently, Adam Rishon did eat meat. The Gemara answers, he was permitted to eat meat that descended from heaven, and the Gemara records an incident where Reb Shimon Mechalafta received such meat. The Gemara in Daf Nun Vav cited Reb Shimon's opinion, Af al Hakishuv. Non-Jews are also forbidden from engaging in witchcraft. The Gemara explains Reb Shimon's source. One pasuk says, Mechashef olei sechaya, prohibiting witchcraft. And immediately afterwards it says, Kol sheichev im behema meisumas, prohibiting bestiality. And so we expound, Kol sheyeshne mechlal kol sheichev im behema yeshne mechlal mechashef olei sechaya. Anyone forbidden in bestiality, including non-Jews, is also forbidden in witchcraft.